Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today we're going to talk about our mind and how very powerful it is. Because remember, my motto, my shows are all about healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances, getting healthy in every way that we can to live our lives at the most optimal way we can. So, our mind, it is so strong that it can actually even paralyze our body just by thinking something. Why do I say that? Well, I do have an experience in the past with a dear friend of mine who was so excited that she passed her first aid and CPR course and got her certification that when her name was called to go pick up her certification, she collapsed on the ground and was paralyzed. Not that she wanted to. She was positively excited. But her mind just took over and said, that's too much for me. I cannot handle it. So that's one way. Our mind is also grounds for us to gain versus release weight. Because we're comparing ourselves to others. And is that what we're supposed to do? The only comparison that's actually conducive to us is to compare ourselves to ourselves. Yesterday I was this way. I have made progress because today I'm this way. And in the future I'll be even better because this is my goal. So that way is all right, but not to put ourselves down. Our mind is there to create thoughts, be they serving thoughts or unserving ones. Well, I know for a fact we are all doing much better in our lives when we focus on the serving thoughts. How can I serve such and such person today? Or can I do to serve someone? And by being in that positive light, our mind is working much better, faster, and deeper, and it gives us something to work with and work on. So, success is actually an improvement. Any type of improvement is success versus failure. And I don't really believe in failure because, as Thomas Edison said, he found 9,999 ways in how not to create a light bulb. And the 10,000th time, it worked. Or the 1,000th time, it worked. So all the ways you found that did not work were just a learning experience. There is no failure attached to it. It was just a learning curve to figure out how can you succeed. Now, success is measured in many different ways. And I am not talking about just financial success. Let's go back to when a baby is born. Birth in itself is success. Then the baby gets to the point where it starts gooing and giggling and moving around. And then it comes to the point where it's turning around and starting to crawl and then starting to walk. Those are all tremendous ways of success in a baby's way to grow up. There is no money involved. It's love. An accomplishment. And in order to getting things done, we as adults have some choices too. One of it, which is to plan, organize, have an action plan. So it allows us to follow up and follow through. Well, how do we do it? What works? What doesn't? So I had the fortune to learn from a pro on how I work, because not everybody does it the same way, but for me it worked best, and I'm sharing that part with you so you can figure out if that works for you or not. Number one, usually a day or two before it's due, I take a piece of paper and a pen, and I start dumping all my thoughts, everything that's going through my brain, on paper. Then I take a quick break. Go back. Then I organize my thoughts into categories. Like if it's health, if it's finances, if it's paying bills, if it's grocery shopping, if it's appointments, whatever it is, I organize it into categories. Then I have to look at it. What is the most important thing that I get done first in the morning so my day runs smoothly? So that means I'm forced to prioritizing. And sometimes we think that one thing is more important than another, only to find out that life does not always go 100% according to schedule, that we have to be flexible, and that we can always move something to the next day if needed. However, it is beneficial to have a plan to stay on schedule, which is the next thing. After we prioritized, we need to schedule. And then we create an action plan. And then it allows us to follow through and follow up with what is on our plate. And we can repeat it until we're done, until we've done it all and we are satisfied. So what am I saying? Can we go according to a schedule every day without fail? No. Can I do it? Absolutely not. Why? Because I'm a human being. But what I'm asking myself and what you can ask yourself is, what if, then what? And how did I or would I have felt until? So let me give you a complete sentence with this right now. What if I wouldn't have planned my day? Then what would have happened? And how did I or would I have felt until I actually got the things accomplished that I needed to get accomplished? Well, honestly, this sentence has helped me so much already to make an educated decision, getting things done, feeling freed up in my mind as long as and no longer had to worry about things or think about them, what I needed to get done, when, why, where, because I have had it all on my schedule. I love to use Google Calendar because I can set a reminder on any things on my cell phone so I know what my next thing is. I actually even plan my trips. Like if I have something where I live, and my home, I don't need a lot of extra time to get ready for the next action step. However, if I have to go to a grocery store or to the post office or to go see a client or whatever it is, well, I need to figure in the time to get there, be it walking, riding the bike, taking the car, public transportation. You know what you can do. So I plan that into my schedule, 10, 15 minutes, half an hour, 2.5 hours if I have to go up to the mountain from here. And usually I figure 3 hours because, number one, I might need a break. Number two, I don't know what the traffic is all about. I figure all those things in just to make sure that I'm going to be on time, because timeliness is cleanliness, and it helps me to unclutter my mind and to be fresh and to do what I need to do. So having told you all these little tricks and things that I've learned, I hope some new ways came up in your mind and that you're going to try to work on those and start scheduling your days. And then what I do is I check off what I've done, and if there's anything left that I can no longer do in the evening, either because I'm exhausted or it's bedtime and I really need to go and sleep, or because it's too late to call somebody because they have children, they don't want to be called after 9 or 10 o'clock at night or whatever, I take all those things into consideration. And if that's the case, I can just quickly text and say, I'm so sorry I didn't get to make it today. May I call you tomorrow and make up for it? So it's just a part of being responsible and reliable, so people know they can count on us and that we live up to what we promised. So how does that make you feel? Does that help you actually to declutter or unclutter your mind and free up some space for some fun and relaxation? Because that is so important to give us the strength we need to move on. So I have been doing some research and I found an incredible poem that will help you free your mind. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I have, because for me, this poem has actually summed up everything that our powerful mind is. And I'm adding to it, let not allow anything or anyone stop you from what you are destined to do, or what you want to do or become. Let's organize our thoughts, or organize your thoughts, your mind, and action. Get there. Do the best you can be. Give the best you can be. And allow yourself to take actions on everything for the best, so you will never have any regrets. So this episode, again, was about our powerful mind and how we can actually be in control of it and not it in control of us. How we can actually make the most out of it, plan, create, schedule, set reminders, set us free, so we can actually be, do, and give our very best every day. I have put my email address there, which is dythomson@gmail.com. So you can email me for suggestions, questions, whatever there is that you would like to communicate with me, maybe a subject for another time that has to do with health, be it in the physical, mental, or financial aspect. Suggest if you want to be on a show with me as Mike. Perfect. I would love to hear from you. My phone number is 562-335-4956. You can text me and voicemail me. I usually don't answer the phone unless I have a scheduled time for phone calls. And I'm going to close by saying I will talk to you in 2 weeks again, as next week I'll be on the road traveling with my husband. So in those 2 weeks, please stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I will definitely talk to you, God willing, on May 18th, 2017, again at 11 a.m. Not quite sure yet what the subject's going to be, but again, if you want to help me out and request some subjects that are dear to your heart and that you want to hear about, please do so. I wish everybody a most wonderful thing, and also a most wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Count your blessings, feel them, live them, enjoy them, and definitely put yourself first. Take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Free up your mind, true to yourself. Love you all, and talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.